朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们要顺应着这个世界的潮流而过生活的话，
So if our life is to follow the trend of the world,
世界就要把它带到它该有的结局去了。
Then the world will lead it to its own end.
我想不管从圣经上，从我们属灵的经历里面，我们都可以知道整个世界是在往下坠的。
From the scripture and from our experience, we will know the whole world is falling down.
一片树叶或是一个没有生命的鱼，当河流往下去的时候，它是被带下去的。
A leaf without life or a dead leaf will just follow the current of the river.
只有一个真正活的、有生命力的一条鱼、一个生物，它才可能 against the tide， 它才能逆流而上。
Only a fish with life can swim upward against the tide.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要面对这个世代给我们的危机和挑战。
Therefore, we ought to face the crisis and challenge this world gives us.
整个世界叫人个人专顾自己的事。
Because the world is teaching men to mind their own business.
那这个世代的特点就是人自我中心，以自己为中心。
And the characteristic of this generation is self-centeredness.
那就算我们有心想要做什么，我们也都自顾不暇，忙得不得了。
If we have the heart to do something, we're so busy that we cannot accomplish anything.
我们有很多人生的理想。
And many ideals in life.
我们来到教会里面，教会也给了我们很多很好的理想。
And we come to church, and the church also gives us a lot of dreams and ideals.
我们读圣经，圣经里面也有很多的东西刺激我们有属灵的心愿。
And then we read the Bible also encourages and compels us to have good will.
弟兄姊妹，真像我们这个礼拜五刚刚读到的圣经。
Just like the scripture we read last Friday.
耶稣告诉他们说到对岸去。
Jesus told them to go across the lake.
主好像给了我们一个很清楚的指示跟方向。
So the Lord gave us clear directions and instructions.
啊，门徒们就上路了。
So disciples set off.
但是圣经上告诉我们，因为风不顺啊，起了风浪。
But yet the Bible tells us, yet the storm came.
然后门徒们摇橹甚苦啊。
And they was, the disciples had a hard time rowing the boat.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这像不像我们生活的写照？
Isn't it just like our life?
我们可能是我们人生的目标，我要找一个更好的工作，有更好的成就。
Maybe our life goal is to find a better job, have better accomplishments.
可能我们的目标是属灵的目标，我要好好读经，我要好好传福音，像我们今天早上讲的。
Maybe our goal is a spiritual one, that we want to spread the gospel and we want to read the Bible.
但是我们却发现这个事情并不是我们所想象的这么顺利啊。
Then we discover things do not go as smoothly as we expect.
人生常常有风浪，常常有不顺利的时候。
There are often storms in our life.
甚至风浪大到一个地步，门徒们被恐惧、被惊慌，被这个无力所捆绑。
Sometimes the storms are so fierce that we are seized by fear and hopelessness.
约翰福音第六章告诉我们，当他们门徒们把主耶稣接上船以后。
John chapter 6 tells us that.When the disciples received Jesus into their boat.
一面主为他们平静了风浪。
And on one hand, the Lord calmed the storm.
另外一方面呢，圣经上说他们就立刻到达了。
Bible tells us that immediately they reached their destination.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这是多么宝贵的经文。
How wonderful that passage is.
我希望我们不管是自己人生的目标，不管是我们属灵在主面前的心智。
No matter what our goal of life is or our wish,In the Lord.
有一件最重要的事情，有一个最重要的问题，到底耶稣进到我们的船上没有？
The number one critical question is Jesus on our boat?
耶稣在你我的遭遇中吗？耶稣介入到我们的生活和生命里面吗？
Is Jesus in our circumstances? Is he in our life?
不管你在谈恋爱也好，找工作也好，
Whether you're in courtship or you're looking for a job,
不管你正要生孩子也好，
Or you're trying to have a child,
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在我们整个人生一切的遭遇，我们一定要让耶稣进到我们的生活里面。
In our pursuit and endeavor, is Jesus in our life?
我们在那段的圣经里面也读到，主耶稣不仅仅是在山上祷告的主。
In that passage, you will also realize that the Lord Jesus is not only the Lord who prays on the mountaintop. He's also the one who cares for us and he walks into our storms.
正像圣经说的, 主耶稣是升上高天, 那位尊荣的大祭司, 祂长远活着,
he's a high priest that has ascended into heaven and he's interceding for us.
而且祂也主动地走到我们的生活里面。
He also takes the initiative to walk into our lives.
来鼓励我们, 来安慰我们, 来替我们平静风浪,
to encourage us, to comfort us, and to pacify the storms in our lives.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 太好的耶稣哦。
What a wonderful Savior that is.
所以今天我们要讲一个新的题目之前,
So before we go into a new topic,
我就希望说我们不是在这里又在讲一个方向, 讲一个心愿而已。
I hope that we're not just raising another direction or another wish.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹想说要传福音, 于弟兄你怎么讲这个老掉牙的题目啊?
You might say, oh, this is such an old, out-of-date message to
但是弟兄姊妹,
preach the gospel.
这不是老掉牙的题目, 问题是说很多的东西, 我们到了老掉牙的为什么都还没学好呢?
It's not an old, outdated message, but yet we have not learned it well yet.
所以我在开头的时候就希望弟兄姊妹, 我们每一个心愿, 每一个人生的方向, 一定要叫耶稣进到我们的里面来。
So before we enter into message, we hope that whenever, in whatever we do, Jesus has to be in it.
我们才可能胜过风浪, 我们才可能达到所要去的地方。
Then we can overcome the storms and reach our destination.
这个礼拜, 孙林姊妹寄了一份 去年一整年弟兄姊妹出席礼拜五跟礼拜天的这个统计资料, 下午小组训练我会放给大家看。
This week I received the statistics report of the attendance of Sunday school.
主日跟礼拜五聚会的人,
the attendance of Sunday services and Friday Bible study.
那我们现在主日聚会的人跟礼拜五 聚会的人数还差了50多个人。
So there's still a difference about 50 people between Sunday worship attendance and Friday Bible study attendance.
那换句话说, 我们在座的 75%的人有参加礼拜五的聚会, 我们感谢神。
In other words, 75% of people here attend Friday night Bible study groups.
那我们还是希望更多的人能够在主的话上, 我们一起来交通, 一起来在主的面前长进。
But we hope that more will attend Bible study so we can have fellowship and study the words of God.
那尤其今年开始的时候, 主给我们一个共同的方向和托付, 叫做同心合意, 兴旺福音。
At the beginning of the year, the Lord gave us a direction for all of us is to advance the gospel in one accord.
我们希望不是讲台上讲, 而是各个小组, 我们每一个人都动,
I hope it's not just a message preached on the pulpit, but it will be a direction for every one of us to move forward.
那为了我们在主的面前有足够的动力, 我们开头, 我们会连续两三次交通这个题目。
I will share about two or three times this topic in order to motivate all of us.
我刚要写完了以后, 这个内容太多了, 所以我今天只讲前面的三分之一。
After I finished the outline, I felt this is too much in the message, so I just talk about one third today.
我们先讲, 专心先讲 why, 下次讲 what, 最后一次讲 how.
So we'll focus on why, and then the next week on what, and the third time on how.
今天我们集中在 why, 我们为什么, 为什么要传福音, 福音为什么重要。
Today we want to look at why we spread the gospel. Why is it important to preach the gospel?
弟兄姊妹不要以为这是炒冷饭, 我希望我们借着这样子的交通主再一次的来激励我们。
I hope this is, you don't feel this is outdated and just keep being repeated. May the Lord encourage us this time.
那我们整个人生有不一样, 不一样的这个意义和价值。
So that our life will have different meaning and value.
我首先先问问大家, 因为今天在座有一些年轻人, 这也是圣经真理的认识啊。
First I want to ask you a question.
你知道圣经上讲到人死会死几次?
Do you know how many times men will die according to the Bible?
不是我们骂人, 你这个人该死千遍。
We're not trying to insult someone or you ought to die many times. But do you know how many times a man will die?
一个人死几遍?
How many times?
Two. 两遍。 还有没有? 嗯? One. 一遍。 两遍。 是基督徒就应该只死一遍。
For Christians, there will only be one death.
那不是基督徒, 要死两遍。
But for non-Christians, there will be two deaths.
好，我们一起来看一段的圣经。
Let's read a scripture together.
我们读启示录第21章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
好，我们先读20章好了。
Chapter 20.
启示录20章这里讲到将来千年国度之后,
Revelation on chapter 20, this is the time after the millennium year.
有一个宇宙性的大审判发生了，叫做白色大宝座的审判。
There will be a universal judgment, a great judgment, and this is the judgment by the white throne.
讲到所有死了的人都来到这个宝座的面前，是指还没有信主的外邦人啊。
That all the people who have been dead, the Gentiles,will come before the throne of God.
我们时间的关系，我们只读13节到15节。
We will only read verses 13 to 15.
我念给你们听，于是海交出其中的使人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的使人，他们都是照着个人所行的受审判，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。这里讲到有所谓的第二次的死。
Here it talks about the second death.
所有名字不在生命册上的要被丢在这个火湖里面。
Anyone whose name is not written in the book of life, he will be thrown into the lake of fire.
而第二次的死不是几秒钟就死掉的啊。
And the second death will not just last several minutes, seconds.
那第一次的死呢，时间有长有短。
The first death may take, various times.
一个炸弹一炸的话，你可能几秒钟立刻死掉了。
If you die of a bomb explosion, you might die in a split of second.
你可能断气的话，可能苟延残喘个十几分钟、二十分钟，或是被吊死，那都是挣扎了一段死掉的。
If you're hunted to death, then you might struggle for some time before you die.
那第二次的死呢，是永远不死。
But then the second death will last.Forever.
我们往前看一节啊，第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。这里讲到火湖里面的刑罚是永永远远的。
Here it tells us that the punishment of lake of fire.It's forever and ever.
马可福音第九章告诉我们，他说那边的火是不灭的，虫是不死的。
Mark chapter 9 tells us that where in the Hades, in hell, the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里讲到两种的死亡，弟兄姊妹一定要知道。
So we ought to know these two types of deaths.
那第一种的死是人人都有一死，人都会第一次的死，都会的。
The first death, everyone will experience.
除非我们活着等到主耶稣降临的人，那这般人可以避免第一次的死。
Unless we live until the Lord returns for the second time, then we will avoid the first death.
不然所有的人都要经过第一次的死。
Otherwise, all men will experience the first death.
然后请大家记得希伯来书第九章说到死后且有审判。
And yet, please remember, Hebrews 9 tells us that after death, we all will face judgment.
不是一死百了。
So,that death is not the end of all.
不是像丘吉尔说的，酒店打烊了，我就拍拍屁股我就走了。
It's not like what Churchill says, after the bar closes, then I would just leave.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Because as man is destined to die once, and after that, everyone will face judgment.
所以复活将来是所有的人都会复活。
In other words, everyone will resurrect back to life.
约翰福音第五章二十九节告诉我们，他说我们复活，有的人复活是在这里得永生，有的人复活是要被定罪。
Yeah, John chapter 5 tells us that after we come back out of the graves, some will rise to live and some will rise to be condemned.
所以我看见了没有，神对每一个人有一个最公平的事情。
In other words,God has something very fair to everyone.
有钱人也好，没有钱人也好，受过教育也好，没受过教育也好，好人也好，坏人也好，人人都有一死。
Whether you're poor or you're rich, whether you're educated or non-educated, whether you're good or bad, everyone will die once.
那第二件事情很公平的，就是所有死掉的人都要复活。
Second fair thing is that everyone who dies will come back to life again.
然后复活以后，第一件事情要面临的就是审判。
And after resurrection, the first thing to face is judgment.
你复活，你的名字在生命册上，你复活得永生。
After you come back to life, if your name is written on the book of life, you will receive eternal life.
如果我们里面没有得救的话，我们复活是被定罪，而且要被丢到永火里面接受第二次的死。
If we are not saved, Then after we come back to life, the first time we'll be thrown into the lake of fire, and there we'll be judged forever and ever.
那圣经里面讲到，我们这些得救的人，在第二次的死，在我们的身上没有权柄，不会临到我们。
And yet the Bible tells us, all of us who are saved, the second death will have no power over us.
好，那我现在请问弟兄姊妹，你知不知道人类的死亡率啊？就是我们平常我们坐在这边，你知道一天死多少人吗？全世界？
Another question I want to ask you, do you know how many people die a day, the death rate?
有没有人知道?
Anyone knows how many people die a day in the world?
渊熙在的话不准回答哈，你是这个癌症病的医生，其他的人知不知道?
Anyone?
有没有人愿意回答?
What's the death rate?
弟兄姊妹，平均每一秒多钟就死一个人，全世界啊。那这个我讲一秒多大家不会有什么观念，那像我今天讲完道，我讲完道一个小时里面全世界大概死了6400个人。
So in average like one person died every second. In other words, by the time I finish this sermon, 6400 people would have died.
平均每一天啊，弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你今天过得很无聊。
So in average, every day,
每一天里面全世界平均死16万个人。
So actually in every day the 160,000 people would die.
如果你到 BibleHelp.org 去看的话，他还做了一个表。
Actually, there's another statistics table.
从你上了那个网络以后，他就开始一二三四五六七八，就这样子开始跳。
There's actually a website that you can go up, and then the number will just be counting.
他就在告诉你说，当你正在看这个表跳的时候，就表示世界上正好有多少人在死掉。
The number, the counting actually tells you that while you're browsing this site, these are the number of people who have been dead.
弟兄姊妹啊，最近油价贵了，我们每一次加油那个表刷刷刷刷刷，我们心都痛，对不对？
Just as we are trying to get gas, and then every time we see the number rolling, and we know these are the money we have to pay.
那个人死亡的速度就跟你在加油的时候那个几毛钱的速度是一样的，你下次加油的时候你就有概念。
So the rate of people dying is just about the same as the number of rolling on the gas station.
希望我们下次加油的时候不光心里面痛钱，主提醒我们现在有多少人正在我加油的时候迈向死亡。
So next time when we get gas, may the Lord remind us that people are dying in the world at a rate just like that.
这个不过是人类第一次的死而已。
And yet this is only the first death of man.
人人都有一死，很公平的。
Everyone will die once, it is fair.
你知道吗？加州在1992年要恢复死刑。
You know that in 1992, California was trying to reinstitute the death sentence.
他们是花了15年的功夫，终于通过了恢复死刑。
They spent 15 years and finally the law is passed that there will be death sentence in California.
第一个被执行枪决的这个叫 Harris 的这个人，政府用了人纳税的钱花了1500万为他辩论辩护干嘛干嘛，所以到底要不要死刑花了1500万。
The first person being executed as a death sentence, actually the California government has spent $15 million on him going through all the legal procedures. Finally, he was executed.
15年的时间，1500万美金，为了要救一个死刑犯，一个杀人犯，让他不死。
15 years, $15 million were spent to save a person from being executed.
为的只是救他第一次的不死。
And that will only spare him of his first death.
那德州跟佛罗里达州是早就恢复死刑了。
And in the states of Florida and Texas, they already have death sentence long ago.
那德州平均一个死刑犯，他们要花$3,200,000，为了要，就是为了从他开庭干嘛干嘛，经过这么多年，一个人花$3,200,000。
In Texas, the state government would spend $3.2 million on the person who is being sentenced to death sentence.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？当人类为了一个犯人，一个真正杀人的犯人，为了救他，花这么多的钱，这么多的时间，这么多的力量，为了救一个人免第一次的死。
We can see that how much the human effort is trying to save a person from first death, and that's the price they're paying.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们基督徒在这里做的事情是要救人免第二次的死。
But yet what Christians are doing today is try to save people from their second death.
你知道是从一个更可怕的死亡里面出来。
It's to deliver them, to rescue them from an even awful death.
第一次的死不管吊死不管枪毙不管用药最多几分钟。
Whatever the first death it might be, whether it's by drugs or by gunshot or by hanging, it will only take a couple of minutes.
弟兄姊妹啊，救人第二次的死是免他永远的死
啊。And yet the second death is a forever death.
所以我真的不知道说今天我们要求神怎么样子的帮助我们重视这件事情。
I don't know how we should pray that the Lord will help us to pay attention.
我们在座有没有任何人你曾经救过一个人的生命脱离死亡有没有人
any one of us here has ever rescued someone from dying.
我说的是免他第一次死、啊、
I'm talking about the first death.
我相信有的话我们里面都会印象深刻。
If we have ever done that, I'm sure we will remember it.
一个小孩过平交道你冲过去把他给拉出来让他免得被撞死。
If you ever try to save a child from being hit by a train.
一个人掉到水里面你下去把他给救出来你一辈子都会记得这件事。
Or you ever save someone from being drowning, you'll remember it for the rest of your life.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗基督徒这一辈子神把救人的使命托给我们。
And yet, do you know that all of our Christians are commissioned by God to save people?
所以有人说基督徒这一生里面有两个最快乐的日子跟经验我们不能没有的、啊。
So some says that, for all Christians, there are two the most happy days that we will have.
就是我们不会忘记的。
That we will never forget.
第一个是我自己得救的时候。
First is the day that I am saved.
我自己得救了我受浸归入主了我心里面充满了喜乐。
When I was saved and baptized into the Lord, my heart was full of joy.
第二个最喜乐的日子不能忘的就是我们第一次把人救了让他得救了。
The second happiest day of our life is the first time we ever saved someone.
弟兄姊妹如果你这辈子从来没有救过一个人啊。
If you never saved anyone in your life.
你失去了基督徒里面最大的喜乐之一。
Then you missed the greatest joy of being a Christian.
但是你知道吗？今天非常难过的一件事情。
But a sad thing today.
有人统计过，在基督徒中间啊。
A statistic says that among the Christians,
有95%的人这一辈子从来没有救过一个人。
The 95% of people who have never saved anyone in their entire life.
换句话说，绝大多数的基督徒根本不跟别人传福音的。
In other words, the majority of Christians do not preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件让我们神家觉得难过而且应该羞耻的事情。
This is something that grieves us and shames us.
因为我们成了扣留恩典的人。
Because we reserve and kept.
等于我们在这里同意让我亲爱的父亲让我亲爱的孩子让我亲爱的同事我让他下他火湖进入第二次的死。
In other words, we're giving our silent consent that my beloved father, mother, my children, I agree that they will go to the lake of fire.
我记得我97年进中国去的时候。
I remember the first time I went to China in 1997.
那是一个姊妹告诉我说在上海在江南的地方发生的一件事我曾经跟你们讲过。
A sister told me a story that happened in Shanghai, and then I told you before.
有两个小孩子到湖边去玩他的一个同学掉到水里面去了。
Two kids went to the lake, and then one fell into a lake.
在里面挣扎他不会救人他就岸边叫那些叔叔们他说叔叔我求你去救我的同学。
Well, one child was struggling in the lake, the other child asked some passerby to please save my classmate.
岸上的大人没有一个人下去。
But nobody on the shore was saved.
有一个人跟他说你拿钱来我就救。
One person says, if you give me money, then I will save them.
他说叔叔请你先救我等一下一定叫我爸爸妈妈给你钱。
But then he says, dear uncle, please save my friend and I will ask my parents to pay you later.
叔叔你先回去拿钱拿了钱再说。
But that uncle says,Go get the money first.
弟兄姊妹，那个孩子冲回家去，拉着他爸爸妈妈带的钱回来给那个人，那个人真的下去了。
So that child rushed home and finally got the money and came back. So that person jumped into the lake.
救上来的已经是一个死尸体了。
But what he brought up was already a dead body.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真正在中国发生的事情。
And this is a real story happening in China.
我们听了，我们都会难过，我们会生气，怎么会有这样子的人呢？
That story really grieves us and angers us. How can there be such people?
弟兄姊妹，我仍然要说，这是第一次的死，生命都可贵，我们都难过。
But we all know that life is so precious, and yet this is only the first death.
可是今天我们面对人第二次的死，我们可以救而不去救的时候。
But today, when we face people who are entering the second death, And yet, we do not try to save them.
我们跟岸上这个硬着心的人没有两样。
And we're just about the same as those people who have hard heart on the shore.
你记得先知拿单去跟大卫讲一个故事吗？
Do you remember that Nathan, the prophet, went to tell King David a story?
大卫听了那个故事就气得不得了，他说这个人该死。
After King David heard the story, he says,Oh, woe to this man. He was very angry.
拿单接着就说你就是那个人。
But yet Nathan says, you are the man.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们。我今天不是在这里责备弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord help us. I'm not trying to condemn or rebuke everyone.
我实在希望神真的把那个属灵的眼光，真实对救恩的那个相信，坐在我们的里面。
I pray that the Lord will give us spiritual eyesight.
我们不可能对周围走向灭亡的灵魂没有感觉。
So that we will no longer feel cold toward those who are walking toward destruction.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们至少要尽我们的本分去告诉他福音。
At least we ought to try to tell them the gospel.
我希望我们将来在天国在永世里面享乐的时候。
So that one day when we enjoy our life in the heaven.
哦，在硫磺火湖里面，没有人在这里对我们埋怨，在这里生我们的气。你为什么不传福音给我
？Nobody in the lake of fire will ever complain.To us, why didn't you preach gospel to me?
我是你爸爸，你为什么不告诉我这么重要的事情？
I'm your father. How come you never told me such important thing?
我跟你结婚的30年，你为什么要体贴我的软弱，不告诉我这么严肃的事呢？
I was married to you for 30 years, and yet why did you mind my weakness and hide this gospel from me?
我跟你同事的这么久，我不知道你是基督徒。
I was co-worker with you, and yet I did not know you were a Christian.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们求神把这个负担放在我们里面。
May the Lord give us this burden.
啊，让我们看见这件事情的重要。
So that we see the significance and importance of this gospel.
传福音不是可有可无的事情。
Gospel is not merely an option.
所以保罗才说我不传福音，我有祸了。
That's why Paul claims that woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
他说如果我甘心做这件事情，我有赏赐。
But he says, if I do it willingly, I will receive a reward.
如果我不甘心做这件事情，责任已经托给我们了。
If I'm not willing, yet I have been commissioned already.
弟兄姊妹，我们都欠了福音的债，不是只有保罗欠债。
We are all in debt to this gospel, not only
Paul. 无论希利尼人，无论话外人，无论智慧的，无论愚拙的，保罗说我都欠了他们的债。
Whether it's Greek or non-Greek, whether it's Gentiles or Jews,Paul says, I'm indebted to all of them.
弟兄姊妹，基督已经救我们免死，救我们脱离了。
Because Christ has delivered us from death.
我们今天不能够扣留这个恩典。
Today we cannot reserve and keep, we cannot just keep this grace.
所以当我们今天要来看福音的重要的时候。
Now as we are looking at the importance of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们就从几个点简单的看一下。
We'll look at it from some points.
第一件事情，我们永远是在乎神，我们替神去寻回那些失丧的人。
First, we should always remember that we are seeking the lost souls for God.
我们进入那个父亲那个爱的心境里面，我们去为他寻找浪子。
We enter into the father heart of God, and we look for the prodigal sons for him.
虽然我刚刚一开始花了这么多的篇幅讲到灵魂失丧的重要啊。这个可怕跟我们福音的重要。
So I spent much time at the beginning to talk about the dreadfulness of being lost and the significance of the gospel.
但弟兄姊妹，我们在传福音的时候，第一件事情还不是先在乎人的沉沦。
But yet, the first thing we ought to care about is not the fall of men.
有一件很重要的原因常常被我们忽略的，就是我们进入体贴父神的心。
One thing we often neglect.Is the father heart of God.
哦，神爱世人。
God loves the world.
彼得后书第三章讲到，他不愿意有一个人沉沦，他希望人人都得救。
Second Peter chapter 3 tells us that he does not want anyone to perish. He wants all to be saved.
因为他知道他公义的审判有一天临到的时候，那个沉沦是可怕的事情。
Because he knows how dreadful that judgment will be when one day he's justJudgment comes.
所以今天不是他的应许，他的成就单言，他是在宽容。
So today he's not tearing, but he's tolerate.
他一直在给人机会，给那些罪人机会，也给我们基督徒机会。
He's still giving chance to the sinners as well as to the Christians.
他不希望一个人沉沦。
Because he does not want one to perish.
他希望人人都得救，回到父的家来。
He wants all to be saved and come back to the house of the Father.
所以约翰福音三章十六节说 God so loved the world, 神爱世人。
So John chapter 3 verse 16 says, God so loved the world.
爱世人爱到一个地步，他愿意把他的爱子，独生的爱子为我们舍。
He loved to a point that he was willing to give up his only begotten son. I don't know if you still remember a story that Brother Sun shared with us.
讲到一个在铁路管理一个桥铁桥的一个管理员
that,
他有一天带着他的孩子到他上班的地方去。
那 one day, there was this attendance,of the railroad track, and then he was there, he was stationed there to watch a railroad bridge.
平常那个铁桥是举起来的让底下的船可以自由的进出。
And then that bridge usually, stay open up so that ships,can pass through the bridge. And one day he took his kids to his office.
将他接到通知的时候他就把铁桥放下来为了让火车可以经过。
And whenever he's notified, he will put down the bridge so that the train can pass by.
那天他带他孩子去他地方的时候孩子在那附近在那边玩。
That day he brought his children to his office and his children were playing around the bridge.
我想我长话短说了等他 signal 来的时候叫他放下桥。
That day, when the signal came that he should put down the bridge,
他就发现说他的孩子一不小心从山坡滑滑滑滑到那个大的齿轮卡在那里。
Then he realized that his child was caught in the,
他自己出不来他就请他爸爸来救他。
And he got stuck there and he asked his dad to save him.
那个时间已经不容许他父亲跑下去拉他出来再回来把那个东西放下去。
But then, there was no time for the father to save his son first before put down the bridge.
因为姊妹你知道在一个父亲的心里面这个挣扎是一个多么可怕多么残酷的挣扎。
Can you imagine that cruel struggle of the father heart?
他要救他的孩子呢还是救一整火车的人呢
He had to make a decision whether to save his son or everyone on the train.
弟兄姊妹他尽于他的职守他爱世上的人所以他在这里咬紧牙关把那个齿轮给拉下来。
Based on his responsibility and the love for the people on the train, so he just put down the bridge.
他听见他孩子的惨叫他知道他孩子的死去。
He heard the screaming of his son and he knew that his son would die.
但是他为了救人为了爱他失去了他独生的孩子。
But out of the love for the people, he was willing to give up his son.
这个故事稍微说明了一点天上神的心。
The story describes a little,The father heart of God.
神爱世人 He so loved the world.
God loves the world.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在《活在耶稣里》福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。